Yes, sir. Mr. Lewis, is that you on the phone, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let me get you just hold on for a second as the Honorable Mr. David Neal will conduct your hearing at this time, sir. We'll just hold on to the phone.
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's see. Good morning, sir. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir, okay.
Okay, would you state your full name and agency name for the record, please?
Okay, Marcus Lewis, 261-795.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing for the order of board of executive clemency this morning in reference to your community supervision revocation.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing at this time. In the room we have the Honorable Robert C.T. White, who is our board chairman. We have the Honorable Dale Rittenhouse. We have the Honorable Louis Tomonis. My name is David Neal, and I'll be your hearing lead this morning. Also with us today, we have the Honorable Mr. Westby from the Department of Corrections. He'll also represent the parole office today.
Okay.
Upon your service, sir, you received the notification form advising you of this hearing. Do you remember that form?
Yes, sir.
Can I inform you to notify your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or paying life and attorney at your expense? And how an attorney, sir, are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself, sir.
All right, this time I'm going to swear to you, Mr. Westby, in. So do you sign this swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do. And you're hearing will be conducted in two phases today, sir. In phase one, you will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And in phase two, you will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated.
Yes, sir.
All right. So for phase one, what we'll do is I'm going to read the one allegation that's on your warrant. And I'm going to ask if it's true or false. So, allegation number one is a violation of order and conditional supervision number three, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 2827 North 51st Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, apartment number 1033, on or about May 8th, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown, unless you were going to scan them from supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
That's false, and the only reason why is because I was on ankle monitor up until the end of May, and I didn't get kicked out of the residence until 6-4-2018, sir.
Okay. So since you say it's false, Mr. Westby is going to give some more details about the allegation?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Westby.
On January 11th, 2018, the federal reported to the Black Canyon Regional Office where he signed conditions of supervision, stating he would receive permission from the assigned penal partner changing his place of residence. On June 4th, 2018, CCO Watts received a call from the offender's sponsor after several attempts to locate the offender due to a positive drug test. The sponsor stated she kicked the offender out of the residence located at 2827 North 51st Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, 85035, apartment number 1039. After he stole her mom's diamond ring and had attempted to drug her, the offender failed to inform CCO Watts of this when we had her face-to-face on May 9th, 2018. The offender never obtained prior officer approval to change his place of residence. The offender's whereabouts are unknown unless he's an abstainer for supervision. On June 18th, 2018, CCO Watts made telephonic contact with the Office of Maricopa Medical Center and was informed that the offender was not a patient within the Maricopa Medical Center. On June 18th, 2018, CCO Watts, in an attempt to locate the offender, contacted the Maricopa County Jail Information Line, was informed that the offender is not in custody within the Maricopa County Jail System.
Thank you, sir. Okay. So, Mr. Lewis, what's false about that allegation?
The allegation is that I was on ankle monitor up until maybe like the 20-something of May. And as y'all can see on the GPS system, I was still at this residence, going to this residence every night. Now, 6-4 is when she called. That was after I got off the ankle monitor successfully and everything. So from 6-4-2018, I did change residence without permission from my PO.
Okay, that's what the allegation says.
Yes, sir.
So the allegation...
But guys, the only reason I'm saying that is because they're starting the time from the face-to-face, which was 5-9.
Okay, well, I'm going to start with the phase two, and we'll discuss a little bit more, sir.
Okay.
So based on the information, 201-817-69, and the information from Mr. Westby on behalf of the Department of Corrections, I'm going to move to find that Mr. Lewis was delinquent as he violated the term conditions of his supervision and that he may have lapsed or got lapsed at a criminal age or recovery.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Camillo, is agreed by Dr. Wright and Ms. Woodenhouse. Okay, so we're moving to phase two, but before we actually get started with that, Mr. Westby is going to give us some background information, so stay on the phone and I'll be right back with you, okay?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Westby.
On January 11th, 2018, Mr. Lewis was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested February 7th, 2019 by the Glendale PD for remembering charges. He was back in DC custody on February 7th, 2019 with an adjusted community supervision end date of May 12th, 2019, 274 scout days. Current conviction, 2017, narcotic drug violation, 2.5 years. Prior conviction, 2011, narcotic drug violation, 5 years. This is his second term in DOC, CUIR score 2-2, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 2. STG gang information notes, he's an admitted member of one of the 40s Crips, LA criminal street gang. He has a prior term of supervision in 2014, TIS release of Scandal, 50 days, arrested on a criminal offense, revoked by the BOEC. His disciplinary violations are minimal. Other arrest, 2003, possession of narcotics, Minnesota, felony conviction, state prison. 2004, possession of narcotics, California, felony conviction, probation. 2004, possession of sale of narcotics, California, felony conviction, probation. His community risk score is a G6B5.
Thank you, sir. So, Mr. Lewis, I'm going to go over a brief summary of your case supervision. And to all the residents, we're approved legal assistance at 2546 was Orangewood.
Yes, sir.
And then you were discharged from there on May 1st, 2018 for failure to pay. On February 1st, 2018, you were going to approve to stay at V-Ray, South Bay, located at 1302 West Beckerman in Phoenix, Arizona.
Yes, sir.
You're at that location until you were discharged from curfew violation. And then you went to the 2827 North 61st Avenue address. And you were there until you were scanned. So when you left or were kicked out of the apartment on 51st Avenue, where did you go?
I just was like kind of like living on the streets, but I had a month later ended up moving with like my cousin or whatever like that over off 5038 North 55th Avenue.
And so why didn't you contact your PO?
Because I didn't want to come back to this. And I was just, you know, I've done so much time in the past and stuff, and just like I just, you know what I mean, just kind of just went the wrong direction.
So did you relapse?
No, I didn't relapse, no. But I just like, I don't know, I just went rebellious just on that situation because I didn't want to come back.
Well, did you think you were going to end up getting arrested anywhere eventually?
Yeah, I did. Because it has happened before.
To me, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to say, I don't want to go back until you're scammed because eventually you're going to get caught.
Exactly.
And you're going to have to do at least part of that time.
Exactly.
And I realize you have a dispute about all time stop date, but that would be between even and time count.
Okay.
As whether it's May 9th or whether it's June 4th.
Okay.
Should be all time stop. We have no control over that.
Okay.
All right. Hang on a second. Mr. Westby, I have a little more information for us.
Okay.
Yes, I was reviewing the requirements here, and there's a criminal entry on May 9th, 2018 from Officer Watts that states, this was during a field visit, and said the offender was to be placed in GPS monitoring through CHC. He was requested for the monitor to be taken off since he has done 60 days. There's no further information whether that monitor was taken off or not, but I don't see any subsequent information regarding GPS curfews like the previous entries had. And then on June 1st, there was a positive for cocaine, so they contacted the offender's number but received no answer. That was on June 1st. The sponsor called on June 4th, received a call from offender's sponsor, Renee Hall, stated she put the offender on a month or so ago, which would be around May 4th through 9th, in that general first week of May, after he stole the diamond ring and attempted to drug her and then stole the house keys. And she had not seen him since she told him to leave a month prior. So that would fall in around the May 9th.
Okay.
Oh, okay, so you understood that, sir?
Yeah, I understood that.
Okay. But like I say, it's an issue between...
Time count.
Yeah, between, well, it's actually, would have to be settled between, you know, this PO and Bob Davis to follow exactly how that date was connected.
Oh, okay.
It sounds like, you know, we're talking to a real deal, you know.
Okay.
So, did you have any employment wire out, sir?
No, I was told like I was going to this one little solution, people ready, doing like little labor jobs or whatever like that.
Okay, you were doing something.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and you say you didn't relapse when you were
No, I didn't relapse. I just I got off the ankle monitor or whatever, I did party. Like that night, or a few nights after that, or whatever. So that's why I came up positive for cocaine.
Okay. I'm gonna see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time. Any questions? All right, sir, we're going to need your hearing. We'd like to give you an opportunity to just find a statement before we go into discussion to make a determination. So if there's anything else you'd like to tell the board, that now would be the time to do it, or we just ask that you don't repeat all the information we've already covered.
Okay, yes, sir. Yes, I mean, if you guys do grant me revocation to continue, it will be highly appreciated because I have a 12-year-old son, and he turns 13 on May 10th. And May 12th, I had me out 2 days after his birthday. So, like, I wanted to spend his birthday with him and stuff. I have missed a lot of them because of my prior criminal record and things like that. So that's all I would be asking for. But other than that, you know, I don't have, like, no excuses on why I did what I did. I just going to man up as a man and take what it is.
Okay, thank you very much, sir.
Yes, sir.
The board of you are going to do a discussion to make a determination. We have amongst ourselves. We may think we're addressing you, but we won't be. Just stand firm, and
okay.
You can hear the entire conversation.
Okay.
Just remain silent while we're in discussion. Okay, thank you, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. What is my discussion? Mr. Lewis is an interesting gentleman. Yeah, 274 scale days, a long time. We have no idea whether we really stay in touch during that time now. I would hope so. But in his previous history, that's the pattern. But since he's got this young son that's turned 13 and be a teenager in May, maybe that's enough for somebody for Mr. Lewis to behave himself. The 274 check made, I really don't see as a good candidate for the community supervision. So I'm going to listen to discussion from the fellow board members if there is any.
Agree.
No discussion? Okay, so based on the information, I'm on 2018W1769, Mr. Bruce's testimony and information from Department of Corrections, I'm with the local community supervision and Mr. Lewis, as he was like, you're violating termination of supervision, not officer, not officer, co-employees or company.
Second.
Agree.
Agree.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Kudus. Agreed about, right, Ms. Wittes. All right, so the board is voting for the local community supervision at this time. I would suggest that between now and May, you make yourself a really good plan. So when you get out, you can behave yourself and take care of that 13-year-old son of yours. He, at that age, he needs a man in his life.
Yes, sir.
And not a long distance.
Exactly. Like it's been for the past 6, 7, 8 years.
Okay. Well, I really hope you make that choice to make. Turn the corner, behave, and be able to take care of your son in a proper manner. You might look at some AA classes between now and time to get out. Those 12-step programs are actually really good even if you don't have an addiction. They help you make decisions, learn how to make decisions, good decisions, and not bad decisions and everything.
Yep.
So,
okay.
All right, so we give you the best of luck.
Okay.
This is Andrew Henry. We'll put the seal for record for you.